Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of McDonald's Trend Fries.
Yum, yum, yum,
yum. Yum, yum, yum. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis, who sent that along at the same time as the Baconator one, which now I'm forgetting what it even was. So, anyways, I'm Jack. That's Miles. This is What's Trending.
Yep.
Friday afternoon. We're heading into the weekend.
GOTV weekend. Get out the vote. Whatever that means. Or smuggle the vote. Hide the votes. Distort the I don't know, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could say with confidence, I knew, but I don't. And I could say that confidently.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know. We just don't know. That's the thing.
Texas has already had more people vote in
early
the
election. In the whole of 2016.
Early. All right. Well, here's what's trending. State by the name of Idaho is trending because their lieutenant governor, Janice McGeechin. Old McGeech.
Oh, the Geech?
Yeah, the Geech.
Oh, come on, Captain Geech. In the
she is. She was photographed in a armored van with an American flag draped over it, and she was at a rally demanding an end to COVID-19 restrictions with a handgun and a Bible. And this is while coronavirus cases are up 46% over the last 2 weeks in Idaho. And deaths have gone up 172% in that same period in Idaho.
Right.
So shout out to the Geech.
They are really on some shit.
The gun with a Bible thing is very...
Well, it's just like this, all this conservative, like, pump faking. Like, you're not about even this life you're in a photo pretending to be about. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't... It's like so weird because they are so opportunistic in using these like symbols to try and like motivate their constituents or their base with like, because like the whole thing I was reading that she was saying, we the people of the state of Idaho, like going into this constitutional language to like sort of go on about how like they're declaring independence from fucking COVID and reason. It's all very, I feel bad for the people that believe it. And actually, no, I don't, but
no. Know. I feel no sympathy at this
actually,
point.
Actually, no, I'm horrified. That's a better that's a better way to just say it. Is like there are people just getting away with this kind of nonsense.
Lori Loughlin's trending because she is starting her 2 month bid. She went
Oh man.
Which almost sounds like super producer Daniel was pointing out that like it's almost like a vacation. I wouldn't mind being in prison for a couple months right now. Just get
like
me
a parent
out of reality.
Going into daylight savings?
Yeah.
You might fuck around, catch a case this weekend.
Oh, man.
You're like, hey, man, just until like the beginning of the year. I just don't want to, I don't know. I don't want to know what's going on with the election, man. Can you just get me the fuck out of here?
Till this boy is no longer two. Get me out of here.
I mean, wow, good for her. Wow, you know, prayers up
for
the
up
OG
for
Lori Loughlin, who, you know, completely abused her position of privilege to, you know, have her child go to pretend college.
Mm-hmm. The have American her child dream. Who repeatedly said, I don't want to go to college. I hate college. Mom, I'm dumb. I'm dumb. Just don't make me go to college. And she was like, We're going to elbow out some deserving student so that you can go and hate every second of it.
Do you think Lori Loughlin is afraid as she walks into prison? I mean, obviously she's going to super cushy, you know, like white people prison.
Yeah.
You think she has the same shook feeling that you had as a child when they called the police on you for making a prank greeting card?
That's right. Yeah, she's got that. She's got that going on.
You're like, I didn't mean to. Sorry.
For people who aren't at the live shows, yeah, you won't know about Jack's sordid criminal past.
Yeah, my first like arrest when I was 12.
Yeah,
and it was, as Miles pointed out, I got white people arrested. They were like playing a prank on us, and you know, teaching us a lesson. Arrested. Anyways, Halloween is trending. I don't know why.
oh,
no
is
clue.
It that time? I don't know.
It's so tomorrow's Halloween. It is a full moon during a pandemic. It's the second full moon of October, which is what technically is a blue moon. I'm scared.
Oh.
This is going to be, I don't know. Like, they do say that crime is up. Admissions to, you know, mental hospitals go up during full moons. So
you're afraid of the blue moon, but I can only say that I am only excited about our sponsor, Blue Moon, with their newest beer because it tastes delicious.
Yeah,
And that's what I'm choosing to. I don't.
I'm scared of how refreshed I'll be.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What is, dude, a blue moon? Is a blood moon bad? Didn't we just have a blood moon?
Yeah, we got all sorts of moons. The moon is not happy with us.
I'll tell you this.
Nor should she be.
Life is shitty for most people all the time. So no matter what the fucking moon is,
right.
Who knows? Let's just get through it. Get through
the weekend. I'll tell you one thing. Harry Styles is still great.
Oh, thank God.
A little brand bleach for you. A young woman and a Harry Styles super fan came home after being out to find out that while she was away for like a couple hours, Harry Styles' car had broken down in front of her house.
Okay.
He had used her home phone to call a tow truck, waited there for the tow truck for like an hour, had a cup of tea with her dad.
A cuppa. Okay.
Fed her fish while he waited, signed her albums, took some pictures at the house so the dad could just truly make the daughter feel like shit for not being home. Oh, man.
He's like, Harry braided my hair even, honey. And I braided his whimsical locks.
Every story you hear about Harry Styles is just like he's being the most incessantly charming human being, just always. Just a
you gotta
constant
watch out, though,
stream
because
of concentrated charisma.
It's a fine line between Harry Styles and Bill Murray. You know what I mean? Where like we get a lot of these anecdotes. It's like, yo, he was at that march. Look at, oh, he was over at this thing and he was so low key. Oh, he showed up at this thing. But you know, whatever. Also, shouts to Harry. He seems like a good dude. But I remember reading the headline when it said like Harry Styles' car broke down at a fan's house, like you, like had a cup of tea and fed her fish. I had thought he had fed this woman fish.
Fish fed her fish.
Yeah, and
fish.
I was like, this is so weird. Like what? Like Harry Styles just has a bag of grouper
gone
on
too
him?
Far.
Yeah.
Come here, you've got to taste this.
Come here. Oh, you're coming. Here comes the plane. Just
but that's got to be a rough thing to come home to.
Be for you if your parents are like, Jack, you're not going to, while you were out getting groceries, you're not going to believe who came by. Living or dead? Living or dead?
Living or dead?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like within your lifetime. Don't go like Abraham Lincoln, but like maybe someone you really fucked with when you were a kid.
Can't say JC, Jesus Christ.
JC Chazé? Oh, okay.
JC Chazé, yeah. Probably like, well, it depends on the era. For a while, it was Michael Jackson, which is weird, because that era was when I was seven. And then Michael Jordan for a long period, Axl Rose, MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, the Wu-Tang Clan.
I love that, Jack, you won't believe it. The whole Wu-Tang Clan was here.
Stopped by.
Amazingly, they were on time and they were all together. I don't know how.
They were late for a
concert.
Capadonna
was not there.
Yeah.
Capadonna was not there. It was the core group.
Jack, the only one who stayed is Capadonna. What the fuck?
Damn it.
How about you? Who would it have been?
Probably like Method Man and Red Man together.
Yeah.
When they had the Blackout album.
Yeah.
DMX.
DMX.
I don't know. It's just like he spoke to my angry teen side. And then athlete-wise, probably anyone that's played for Arsenal or the Lakers or, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty easy. I'm an easy person to shop for gifts for. Just get me to meet any player from the Lakers or Arsenal. And I'm a happy guy.
There's a bunch of studies coming out about plane safety that are sponsored by plane corporation, by like airlines.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's like a... an experiment where they had a mannequin that was just like facing forward, sitting in a seat, and it like sprayed something out that was like meant to
be droplets or whatever.
Yeah, replicate a cough or a sneeze. And health experts are like, that's not First of all, humans don't sit like stark upright facing forward the whole time.
And it just goes forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were also pointing I was like an empty plane. So like people, when you get people walking around and like, you know, they might be spreading the germs, they might be, you know, stirring up the air. There are reasons it's like people think it's safe is that like there's a HEPA filter that, you know, cleans the air as it's being circulated around the cabin. But that's still, it's still like a tiny enclosed area. Like they need to have the HEPA filter because it's like just you're in a tiny tube hurtling yeah. through air that can't be breathed because it's so cold.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like airlines are always honest. So,
right? I
mean, why would they lie to try and get more business into their dying industry, which probably should just be nationalized anyway? So,
yeah, why would this industry that only now started cleaning their planes that we all sit in?
Oh my god!
Why would they lie or cut corners?
Yeah. Well, I remember reading something where like there was something where like Boeing, a certain class of Boeing plane, they said like if you were to get on any plane, it would have to be this one because they already had like the most aggressive air filtration systems. But I'm sorry, bro. Like if I can't open a window, crack my window, like I don't know if I'm gonna feel totally safe in there.
And finally, there's just a bunch of just horrifying shit coming out of Philly.
Yeah,
they're the cops who basically pulled a woman out of her car while her kids were like in the car.
Her 2-year-old and nephew.
And then acted like they saved her or they saved the kids from rioters. Like took a picture with the kids.
Dude, they smashed. There's a video of the arrest where the car was like window was smashed. They're pulling this woman out and just fucking them up in front of these kids. And then the benevolent, you know, fraternal order of Klansmen or whatever the fuck that group of cops in Philly's called was like, they had this one post where they said like, this lost child was one. Like, so after they had, you know, fucked up, you know, I'm sorry, I don't even want to be flippant about it. After they beat his mother, they paraded this child around like on some propaganda shit with a photo saying this child was lost wandering around barefoot during the violent riots in Philadelphia. The only thing this Philly police officer cared about was protecting this child. Then there's 3 bullet points. We are not your enemy. We are the thin blue line. We are the only thing standing between order and anarchy. Get the fuck up out my face with this diet superhero bullshit. This is some Kirkland signature Watchmen ass nonsense.
Yeah. And
we are Legion. We are blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck. Come on.
We are not the enemy. And then like immediately we are the thin blue line.
Yeah.
We are the last line between. It's oh my God. So we're the aggro, yeah. Man.
It's awful. They deleted that post because everyone was like, I'm sorry. What is this? The woman named Rakia Young, she's 28 years old. And yeah, she was picking up her nephew. And when she saw it, she was like, oh shit, I'm about to drive up in it. She just tried to make a 3-point turn and they're like, get out. So,
cool.
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, if we don't have leadership that's actually going to tackle that issue, I don't know. I don't see how any of that changes. Like, if we don't have our leaders with their full voice saying, no, absolutely the fuck not. Just like, we need to fucking fire these people without whatever the fuck needs to happen. Cause I don't know how this ends. Without it, you know, without completely losing the confidence of black and brown people. I mean, the confidence is already completely shot, but like now going into a completely nihilistic phase where it could just be awful.
It was wild to hear that I talked on about how there's this like New York Times article where they interviewed like new gun owners and like people who bought guns in the past few months. And like one of the guys they interview is like, he's like, yeah, I saw the rioting. I saw them destroying all this property. And I just knew that I had to like arm myself. I've been a liberal my whole life. And it's just like, yo, first of all, like that's people see that. And like, it just reminds you how like thoroughly fucked everybody's like point of view is on that, like how thoroughly shot through with like the local news like point of view.
It's because we have been completely dehumanized in their eyes.
Yeah.
Because if we were human to them, you could look at that and be like, oh man, I couldn't imagine what it would be like to get me to fucking go out here and be so upset and feel like I have no recourse except to be in physical space and disrupt things to be heard. And they're looking at it, they're trying to treat people who are protesting or angry at the current status quo as being like, they won't even extend that to like a thought experiment to themselves. Like, it's like, well, would I go around and just like, would I kick someone's door down and just kill a random family because I'm mad that the cops are brutalizing black people? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you could even do that for a second, like, that's a very specific kind of person you're defending yourself from. But when you can strip away their humanity, then anything's possible. All you need to see is people pissed off in the streets and go, you know what? The next thing is they're going to try and hurt me because you haven't even bothered to think what could possibly drive somebody to want to stand up and speak out to preserve life in their community. And that's, and I always say this, that's the privilege these people have to never have to even their mind even venture into that part of their brain or that part of their human experience to put those pieces together. It's much easier and intellectually lazy and disingenuous. Just look at a clip, believe all this other bullshit they're trying to say, because it's not that we're out here in the streets. People are out here trying to harm random people. It's that we're trying to be seen and heard and say that this has to stop. But yeah, go off New York Times with your fucking, but I mean, it's not even them. It's just these, it just shows people aren't looking at the situation with, you know, like clear eyes.
Yeah.
And just, it's just very sensational. And it's sad because people aren't out here trying to destroy your house, random guy from the New York Times article. They're out here trying to get justice.
I think he went specifically, he was talking about Seattle. So I think he was like, you know, talking about anarchists and shit. But like he specifically went from like them breaking into like storefronts, like breaking the front of a storefront to, he's like, and then like, I don't know, like they might do that to my house and like come in and kill my wife. And it's like, what? Where the fuck did that? What are you talking about?
Who are you talking about? Like, and what is this person? Because it's not just a bunch of murderous people. Like, it's not like Arkham Asylum just opened up and they all got BLM and Antifa fucking swag on. This is like, take a second, man. Think of like what it is. You're looking at fellow human beings who are in the fight of their lives, going up against existential threats that are so big that they have no other recourse except to show up in space and express their anger like that.
People are killing them. They're not hurting their cars or, you know, that their complaint is not you've damaged my property. It's I don't feel safe with my children out on the street.
It's I picked up my nephew and I have my 2-year-old in the car. I saw there are people out here, you know, in the streets doing what they're doing and I wanted to avoid it, but you're going to treat me like whatever, however you've just decided to say every person with a skin pigment of a certain, you know, Pantone color value is now some kind of fucking threat. It's whatever. Cool, y'all. Let's just get through this weekend.
Let's get through this weekend. Let's vote this motherfucker out of office and then start the process.
Start fucking really cleaning up house.
Changing the fucking Democratic Party.
Or we're going to have to, get really creative. If the election goes in some other bizarro direction, who the fuck knows? But stay tuned.
All right. That's going to do it for this week. We're going to be back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. We will be reporting from, we'll be dropping episodes on some schedule throughout the election week. Who the fuck knows when we'll know anything.
Yeah,
But
maybe
we'll
just
be
on
there.
IG live the whole time. Just stay there.
Oh
no, yo.
Until then, though, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will be back and talk to y'all next week. Stay sane, y'all. Bye.
Bye.